I want to thank you for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. I'd remind you that the first Friday of every month is set aside for our First Friday Art segment, a nod to the many First Friday Art walks around the region. But instead of walk, we talk, and sing for that matter. Bring the chorus in, and we could acknowledge what month we're celebrating.
June is busting out all over,
all over the meadow and the hill.
So whatever meadow or hill you hail from, sing out about the arts events in your town. Thanks to Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel for the clip. And no, you don't have to actually sing. Just call 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760 to tell us about arts events in the coming weeks in your community. The lines do fill up. In fact, have. three calls came in just while Waleed was doing the weather forecast. So if you get a busy signal, try again as we get down the list. Let's go first in line, Olivia Janice at Olivia Janice Productions. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday once again.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey. I'm so proud to be presenting a tribute to the life and music of Ella Fitzgerald, starring Sue Carney, and narration by David Gabriel. Arrangements are by Michael Van Nuys, a script by Charles Cherry. It's an incredible show with over 21 songs, including Stompin' at the Savoy, Fascinating Rhythm, I'm Beginning to See the Light, One for My Baby, I Love Paris, Sophisticated Lady, and it's six performances only, all at the Bellevue Grange, next Friday and Saturday, and the following Friday and Saturday at 8, and then both Sundays at 2, and tickets are $20. They're available at Paddington, at Grocery Outlet, and online at LiviaJaniceProductions.org.
Let me remind people that we do send out a notification that First Friday Arts is coming and invite people to send in clips, and that you did. And so let's hear Sue Carney doing Ella Fitzgerald with Sophisticated Lady.
Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow.
Whoa. Nothing like a little smoking and drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning, right, Olivia?
not for me, thank you.
So, but, you know, I had a chance I just want to make sure I had the right song. And so I listened to actually Ella Fitzgerald's own recording of Sophisticated Lady, and very similar.
Yeah, a lot of them are similar. We try to recreate what the artist did, but allow whoever is singing to absolutely bring themselves to the music. And that's what Sue does. Amazing, amazing performer. And the script gives you a lot of insight into her life. Just to give you an example, in 1934, Ella Fitzgerald was a skinny, ragged, homeless teenager sleeping in alleys, eating out of garbage cans, and at night she danced on the corner to Chick Webb's music, spilling out of Savoy Ballroom. So she went from there to becoming the First Lady of Song, and this year, of course, celebrates her 100th birthday.
Wow. Ella Fitzgerald remembered in a tribute to the life and music of Ella Fitzgerald. You said this is the Bellevue Grange the next, not this
yes,
weekend.
Yes, but... June 9th and 10th and 16th and 17th at 8, and 11th and the 18th at 2 at the Bellevue Grange, and that's at Siskiyou and Tolman Creek Road.
Okay, and tickets through LiviaJaniceProductions.org, is it?
Yes, LiviaJaniceProductions.org. Tickets are all $20, and you can also get them at Paddington Station and Grocery Outlet.
Okay, Olivia, always good to talk to you here on First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Take it easy. Here's Howard for the first time in a while from No Shame Theater in Eugene. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks. Tonight we're holding the anniversary show of No Shame Eugene, and this is a special anniversary show. We're holding what we call the Shame-a-thon, and what that is that we have as many people sign up to perform acts or sketches for 5 minutes each to help reduce the shame-o-meter, as we have it, down to the level of no shame. However, if by the end of the show we're not able to reduce the shame-o-meter down to a level of no shame, we might have to do something rather drastic, and you'll have to attend the show to find out what that is.
Okay.
And
is it safe for families?
Yeah, although we divided between what they call pre-shark and post-shark, and it's the pre-shark that's safe for families.
Okay, as in jump the shark, so there's material.
Well, that's, well, I'm not sure what the origin of the shark is, but the post-shark part is the part where you might want to take some of your children out or cover their ears up, you know, or even their eyes in some cases.
Okay, so the No Shame Shame-a-thon, where and when?
Okay, No Shame Shame-a-thon anniversary show. It's at the Atrium Building at the northeast corner of 10th and Olive in Eugene, right across the street from the LTT station. And we want to have as many people show up there as possible and make it feel like a sold-out performance, even though it is free.
Okay. And what time?
The performance starts at 8, but you have to show up by 7:30 to sign up to be one of the acts performing there for a five-minute segment.
Okay. No Shame Theater back on the airwaves here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. It's tonight at 8 o'clock. Sign up at 7:30 at the Atrium Building, 10th and Olive in Eugene, across the street from LTD. Thank you, Howard. Let's go to the Collaborative Theater Project in the Rogue Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I am calling in to let everyone know that we are getting ready to launch our next production on June 16th. And our production is of Tennessee Williams' rarely produced The Eccentricities of a Nightingale. Now, if you don't recognize the title, it is actually Tennessee Williams' own 1951 revision of his earlier play, Summer and Smoke. And it centers around Alma Weinmiller, and it's set in the South. Just shortly after World War One, and as most of his Tennessee Williams characters, this is a young, sensitive, lonely young woman who becomes obsessed with the fear of remaining a spinster for the rest of her life. So, in a desperate attempt, she goes off to try to win the heart of the man of her choice, a young doctor whose social climbing mother frowns on his attachment to Alma. However, as all Tennessee Williams characters, the play really focuses on the complex relationships between the two of them. And in true Williams fashion, the relationship isn't meant to be, but the journey there is such a beautiful piece.
Okay, Eccentricities of a Nightingale. When and where?
We are at a Collaborative Theater Project in the Medford Center in the Tinseltown Plaza, right across from Cold Stone Creamery. Mm-hmm. And we open June 16th, and we run through on the weekend, Thursday through Sundays, through July 2nd. Oh. And tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children and seniors.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for sharing the information about that here on
You're
the
welcome.
Jefferson Exchange. Let's go to, looks like Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange once again.
Hey, Jeffrey. Happy June to you.
Happy June.
Yeah, we got some things heating up at Camelot, so along with the weather, things are really cooking over here as well. Right now, we're in the final 2 weeks of our current spotlight on Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's doing very well. It takes you back to the 60s to lost innocence and innocence and all the wonderful joys of the generation. And it's playing very well. This has got Eric Connolly in it and Brianna Gowland and Billy King introducing Billy. So it's a great tribute to Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it's got a lot of the favorite songs that people will remember.
All right, so are they free to sing along with some of the Peter, Paul, and Mary songs?
You know, everyone does. And I don't know if you saw the article in the Daily Tidings, but we had one woman that really started to relive her 60s, and it was mentioned in Jeffrey Gillespie's article. But people are actually really enjoying the show, which is kind of fun to see them relive the songs. And, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon seems to be one of the show highlights here.
Of course.
Yes. I think a lot has changed since the old days. But that's going to be running through the 11th of June. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, matinee performances. If they go to the website, they'll check and see what's available. I know we're sold out this Sunday and we're selling well, but there are still seats available for most of the performances.
Okay.
Then next Monday and Tuesday, we have a new adventure series, which is kind of a little bit edgier productions. And they're a little smaller audience, smaller crowds, but it runs on the weekdays. Monday, Tuesday, it's the Puppeteers for Fears coming to the theater, and they're putting on the Trilogy of Terror.
Oh, that's Josh Gross's group. Josh comes
exactly,
in and he does
exactly.
Our Rogue Sound segment on Thursdays, yeah.
Yeah, so he's running around. They've got adult actors, puppets, and a band. So it's a great show. It's only $10. Again, it's next Monday and Tuesday only at Camelot, and we're looking forward to seeing that show as well.
All right, sounds good.
And then the big show for the month, which I think you may know something about, coming up in June 21st through July, is Spamalot, Monty Python's great musical.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail set to music. I would not have missed it for the world.
Yes. Well, I hear you may be coming into that show. So.
Yes, I get to show how bad my dancing is.
I heard that. I went, that's the same thing I'm going to talk to on the radio. But, yeah, looking forward to this. This is actually a hysterical show. And if people remember Monty Python, I know growing up was a great show. This show captures everything from the Holy Grail to the Knights of the Same Knee to, the Black Knight in the forest that fighting the, the killer rabbit. A lot of great scenes, and this show is just hysterical, and the music is very well, too.
So Spamalot opens June 21st.
It does, 21st, and it runs through July, and that's going to have all kind of, there's a couple of benefit performances in there and some Wednesday nights, but that usually our shows run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday matinee.
Okay, and then Puppeteers for Fears, you said next Monday, Tuesday, and Peter, Paul, and Mary through June 11th on the weekends.
That's correct.
All right, always good to hear from you, Dan Houser, at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, doing great. It's June, and we're just 2 weeks away from opening Brit. I'm excited.
Okay, so who's up first?
What am I excited about? Well, we're doubling down. On June 17th, our opening show is Tajmo. That's Taj Mahal and Keb Mo together. They've formed a band, and I've heard a lot of the music off their new album. It's really great. It's a great way to kick off the season. And then we change it up the next night. Dustin Lynch, Do It a Little Country. Dustin Lynch is an up-and-coming, rising, fast type of country star. He's got 4 consecutive number one hits right now. This is going to be a lot of fun for all of our country fans out there. And again, that's on Sunday, June 18th. And we follow that up. We're just really mixing it up this summer. Mm-hmm. We follow that the next Tuesday with Jurassic 5. They're the classic underground rap band or hip-hop band from the 90s. They're a really great show. Charlie Tuna joined us on the stage last year as one of the opening acts, and he's one of the members of the band, and he's bringing the whole group back with him. So there are all those things going on. I always like to remind everybody, too, that we have Guitar Weekend coming up here in June. That's June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's a guitar workshop. If you're interested in playing guitar at any level, you want to check this out. And if you sign up for the weekend, you can win a Les Paul guitar. And then the last thing I want to mention, I'm just going to keep going here, is Best of Brit. That's Thursday, June 29th. That is our fundraiser for our education programs, such as Guitar Weekend.
Okay.
This is a great night out with food all prepared, wine, and then a great concert with Pink Martini. So come check that out as well. Everything you can learn about is on britfest.org, or you can call our box office at 541-773-6077.
Okay, a big season coming up at Brit, and June is the month in which Brit opens, also the month in which the Shakespeare Outdoor Show starts. So, Mike, good to hear from you at the Brit Festivals.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for joining us. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open at 800-838-3760. And here we're talking about the summer camp. I can't read quite clearly what it says here.
Oh, Barnstormers Theater Summer Camp.
Barnstormers Summer Camp, exactly.
Yeah, hi, I'm Madeline DeCourcy. I'm directing the camp this summer. And this summer we're actually doing Barnstormers Midsummer Theater Camp. We're doing a little Shakespeare bent to what we're learning about this year. There's 2 different weeks. The first week is June 26th through the 30th, and that's for ages 8 to 12. And then we're doing a second week later in July, from July 10th through the 14th. That's for the ages 13 to 18. Both weeks are $200 for tuition. There are scholarships available. Not only are we going to learn about Shakespeare, there's going to be stage combat, makeup techniques, makeup design, and how to apply makeup. And each camper will get a makeup kit to take home with them when camp is over. So I'm super excited. I have guest teachers coming down from Portland to teach with me both weeks, and guest workshops with artists from OSF coming to work with the kids, and our local Barnstormer sound designer, Keith Fuller. I'm super excited. Did I miss anything?
No, it sounds like a great lineup, and I'm just impressed by the number of theater camps there are around the region in the summertime. It's just a whole bunch of them, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be an awesome one at 111. They're doing The Lion King. fortunately, none of our camps are all at the same time.
That's good. That is really helpful.
So if you're a theater kid, you really can do it all.
Okay. Anything coming on stage, main stage for the Barnstormers anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to call you next Friday, but The Curious Savage is opening on June 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up soon. And so a great time to get your kids signed up for camp when you come see the show.
Okay.
You can also email barnstormersgp at gmail.com.
BarnstormersGP, was that?
BarnstormersGP at gmail.com. And I can get them registration forms for camp from there and scholarship forms as well.
Great. Madeline, thanks for calling First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. And it is just the first Friday, so you can't call next week to tell us about arts events coming after that. So if you're sitting on arts events in June and you want to talk about those, today's the day on this first Friday. 800-838-3760 is the phone number to get in. And most of the lines are open. Here is Jeff Jones calling about an event in Medford. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you, Jeff?
Doing well, yourself?
Great. We're getting excited ourselves about the 5th Annual Brews Bluegrass and Barbecue, which is going to be held tomorrow, Saturday, June 3rd. Starts at noon all the way till 8 o'clock at Roxy Ann Winery. It's up on Hillcrest Road in Medford. So we've got some great bands, brews, and, of course, barbecue for the folks to come out and enjoy all day tomorrow.
You may just have a bit of a tongue twister there. Blues? No, wait. It's brews, bluegrass, and barbecue, right?
That's right. We kind of go with the BBB thing, so when we refer to it from this point forward, BBB. Yeah, so we've got 17 different brews that are going to be represented at the event. Three barbecue food trucks that'll be there. And, of course, the music that will happen all day.
And one of those, we actually have a clip of one of your acts. Lori Lewis, I guess, is going to be there? Lori Lewis?
Yeah, Lori Lewis and her right hands, Grammy winner from the Bay Area, will be coming to do a set of music for us.
Let's get a little flavor of Lori Lewis on the right hands.
I ain't going to work tomorrow. I ain't going to work today. I ain't going to work.
Heaven forbid anybody should work on their wedding day, but that's some fun-sounding stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful. Singer, songwriter, great band, so she's kind of our headliner, and then we have a lot of great local bands as well, starting with the cute kid acts of Creekside Strings. We got Dwayne Whitcomb's Summer Fiddle Program starting our show at 12:30, and then after them, Rainey and the Rattlesnakes, featuring Rainey and Leela on mandolin and fiddle from up in the Green Springs. And then 33 String Drive will be taking the stage at about 3:15. I forgot to mention, we're going to have the Misty Mountain Cloggers at 3 o'clock doing a demonstration. Then after 33 String Drive, of course, Lori Lewis. And after Lori Lewis, we'll have the John Doughboys, another local favorite band. So. Mm-hmm. Going to be a lot of great music. We've got workshops that'll be happening all day too, and a home brew competition. So if you're a home brewer out there, we've got prizes for the best home brew, so bring them out and get judged.
You know, I'm marveling the list here, and we have had Dwayne Whitcomb's group in here. We packed like 15 kids with their violins into the studio a while back to get the Creekside Strings in here, and they're all very good in their violins. And we also had Rainey and the Rattlesnakes in the studio as well, and we're amazed at the talent of these young women who are, 15 and 16 now?
Exactly, yeah. They're great acts, so we're really happy to have them joining us.
Okay,
so... I should tell you that tickets are still available. They're only $15 today, $20 the day of the show. That's tomorrow. And what you get with that, not only admission and all that great music and all day, is you get a commemorative pint glass and 5 tasting tickets. So you can actually go and taste some of those 17 different breweries. We're going to have also wine, apple cider, and kombucha as well, for those that aren't interested in drinking the brews.
Everything so, fermented at the bluegrass and barbecue.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so you can get tickets at roguebbb.org up until tonight, and then tickets will be available at the door.
All right. Sounds good. Jeff, thanks for telling us about Brews, Bluegrass, and Barbecue, or just BBB to make it easy. Fifth annual
right.
Roxy Ann Winery.
Be out there.
Okay, noon to 8 on Saturday. Thanks so much again. And let's go on to our final call, it appears, for this first Friday of the month. Rick. It looks like Rick and Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. This month at the Oregon Cabaret, we got All Night Strut. Plays through June 25th. It's the music of the 30s and 40s. Song, dance. It's got songs like In the Mood and Minnie the Moocher, Java Jive, Operator, just sort of a great song fest, song cycle of the 30s and 40s. And I think what's fun about what Michael Jenkinson's done with it is it's sort of designed to be just four people sing at microphones and sing tight harmonies, but he's made it into a dance show too. So not only are they all singing their harmonies, there's choreography throughout the entire show too. So that one's exciting, going through the 25th. And then really the only other thing we got going this month is we're doing the Green Show at OSF on the 22nd. So people who just want to come outside and check us out on the new bricks, we're doing All Night Strut numbers, and we're giving a sneak peek of Drowsy Chaperone, because our cast will be in town for our next big musical on the 22nd. So those are really the only two things Cabaret has going this month.
Okay, so the Green Show, so that's interesting. You'll be one of the first acts, it sounds like, to appear on the newly reconstructed brick courtyard.
Yeah, the new christening, the new courtyard, yeah. So we're excited about that.
Okay, always fun things going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, and I always appreciate hearing from you on First Friday.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And so that brings us to the end of the phone calls we have for our first try, unless you want to try to sneak one in here in the last minute or so. So as we head to the break, let's enjoy a little more of Sue Carney singing from the Ella Fitzgerald Show. It's a clip of her singing Sophisticated Lady. Let's hear that as we head up to the break.
They say into your find that fools in